Welcome to the Thursday, January 19th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Houston, Texas. Let me start with a news item that's not directly security related, but one of my personal interests and certainly does have some security impact, and that's this year's IPv6 Day, supposed to happen on June 6th. Now, last year we had an IPv6 Day on June 8th. At that day, just for the one day, popular websites like Google and Facebook were also reachable via IPv6. The difference this year will be that these same websites will turn on IPv6 on June 6th. However, they don't plan to turn it off after that, so they will continue to be reachable via IPv6. At the same time, ISPs in the US have committed to have at least 1% of their user base connected via native IPv6. The obvious security impact, of course, will be that you may see more traffic flowing over IPv6 if you have tunnels enabled and such. So better make sure that if you do use tunnels that they work correctly, otherwise you may not be able to reach some of these websites, and also that you have the visibility into the traffic in these tunnels that your security posture requires. And then a little bit self-promotion here at the RSA conference this year, beginning of March. I'll actually do a two-day tutorial about IPv6 security. And the breach of Symantec's source code is becoming somewhat larger. Now, over the last couple of days, we had some announcements out of the group that released some of the source code listings in the past, that they also had PC Anywhere's source code. I didn't mention it yet in the podcast because there was no real confirmation, and I haven't actually seen anything posted yet that would point to that source code. However, Symantec now announced that they're aware that PC Anywhere source code was stolen. A couple other things like Norton Utilities, Norton Internet Security, Norton Antivirus Corporate Edition and such were stolen in that same leak in India, apparently, when Symantec allowed access to the source code to the Indian military, Indian government, some of that source code was stolen. The impact of all of this is still somewhat questionable. The source code appears to be several years old, so may not necessarily allow an attacker to find vulnerabilities in current versions of Symantec products. And a new version of the Carbur malware is targeting Facebook users. Now, in the past, we have seen malware like this just spread spam. This new version is taking a different route. It's actually essentially locking the user's Facebook account. If the user tries to log in to Facebook, they're being redirected to a page that asks them essentially to pay 20 euros or about $25 via a Ucash voucher in order to unlock their Facebook account again. Now, one particular problem here for the victim is that with these Ucash vouchers, you can't really ask for a refund. So unlike a credit card or so, where you can block the transaction after you figure out that you got scammed, with Ucash, you essentially are out of your money. And the New York Times has an interesting article about the CoupFace gang, which are essentially the people behind the CoupFace malware, and how they're well identified, known by name, and are living in St. Petersburg, Russia, and how they're not apparently being affected by the sort of international effort trying to track them down. They're even posting updates to Facebook and other social media sites about vacations in Indonesia and Turkey. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.